You must not think that this is the only age in which spirits communicate with mortals, for I must tell you that in my time it was much more common than now, and in our congregations when worshipping and when in our other gatherings, and often in private, we had these communications. This was an important part of the services of our meetings, and one that kept us in constant harmony with the soul power of those who lived in the spirit form, and from whom we received powers of healing and of doing good in many other ways. In those days, healing the sick and doing kindred things were a very important part of our work as Christians. We believed what Jesus had told us on earth, and we increased our faith and performed many works, which the people who did not believe as we did, thought were miracles. To us the healing of the sick and the doing of these other things were just as natural as eating and sleeping. I tell you that our faith then was a certainty. We possessed the substance that Paul speaks of, and we expected to do the things just as we expected to breathe and be able to do material good to our brothers. But after a few centuries, when men came into the church for other purposes than to receive the new birth and do the will of the Father, faith, such as I speak of, died, and the power to do these things was taken away from men, and the church became a congregation of men having the mere lip worship. And all through the centuries from then 206, until now, this power has not been with men, except that here and there some true believer with a faith such as we had has appeared, and done wonderful things. So I say, let not what the Bible may say about Jesus being God and having those other qualities with reference to the salvation of men disturb you in your beliefs in what the Master may write you. I will not write more tonight, but it will say good night. Your brother in Christ, John. September 13, 1915. I am here, Samuel. I am the same Samuel who has written you before and told you of my home in the celestial heavens. Tonight I want to say merely a few words about the love which I see that you have to a large degree. You must continue to pray to the Father and have faith. There is no reason why you may not get this love in your heart to a degree that will put you on the same plane of soul development that is your intention. Of course the trials and worries that you may have with earth life will interfere with and retard your soul development a considerable degree, but nevertheless if you will pray continually and let your faith expand you will be able to get the soul development that I speak of. I am glad that you and your friend find such interest in discussing the truths of the spirit life and especially of those things which pertain to the soul development. The communication which you had tonight did you both much good and increased your conceptions of what the truth is in regards to these matters. I only wish that others would get into the light as you too are, for if they would there would be an increased spreading of these truths and mankind would be much benefited. I will not write more tonight. With all my love and blessing, I'm your brother in Christ, Samuel. I am here, Lot. Lot of old. I merely want to say that I am with you trying to help you in your progress in spiritual things. I am not so very far away that I cannot come to you when I desire and give you my help. Well, I will not write more tonight, but it will say good night. Your brother in Christ, Lot. I am here, John Bunyan. I am the writer of the Pilgrim's Progress, and I want to tell you that I am an inhabitant of the celestial spheres and a follower of the Paget Messages 1915, Jesus. I am now a Christian who knows that many of the things that I wrote in my book as allegory are truths. Of course, my belief in Jesus as God and as having made a vicarious atonement is all wrong, for now I know that there is only one God, the Father, and that every other living being, either in the earth plane or in the spirit world, is his child, son or daughter, of the Father. Jesus is the brightest spirit in all God's universe, and possesses more of the divine love than the other spirits, and consequently is nearer the Father, with whom he has his spiritual communions. My belief in God and in his love and mercy is stronger than when on earth, and I want every man to believe and understand that the great thing to be acquired is the divine love of the Father and his grace. I am so very happy that I cannot tell you of its extent, and when I think of the troubles and sufferings that I endured when on earth it makes me believe that I acquired the wonderful love at a very small cost. I will not write more tonight, but it will come again soon and write you more at large. I am in the second celestial sphere where your folks are, I mean those who write to you. I want to tell you also that you are a very highly favored man to have been selected to do this work. I know the fact that Jesus is with you so very often, and that his great love and power will be with you and you will feel their wonderful influences. So remember that I want to write again. Your brother in Christ, John Bunyan. I am here, Helen. Well, sweetheart, you are very sleepy and must go to bed. But I must tell you how I enjoyed the conversation which you and Dr. Stone had tonight in the park. The spiritual influence around you was great and working to do you both good. Mary was there and she was enjoying the conversation as much as I and was trying to make the doctor feel her presence as I was you. What a wonderful thing this love of the Father is and how glad I am that you have it to the extent that you have. Yes, Samuel was there and so were your band and some of the apostles, all enjoying the ideas which you both expressed. We could see the workings of your brain and souls and we tried to impress you with the truth and make you realize fully the many sayings of the Bible as well as what 207 has been written to you by us, dealing with the subjects that you were discussing. So how happy you ought to be to know that you have with you so often so many of the higher spirits of light and truth. I will not write longer tonight. So with all my love, I am your own true loving, Helen. September 14, 1915. I am here, James G. Blaine. I am here to tell you that you are a wonderful medium, and that you will do a great deal of good before you die. Well, I have been with you at times of your writings and have seen what messages you received, and what effect the communications have had on the spirits, as well as on yourself and friends. I am in the fourth sphere and am happy in a way, but I need more happiness and more light, and I will try to get these things. I am engaged in intellectual pursuits that are congenial to me, and I also take great interest in the affairs of your country, and try to influence its rulers to do the right thing at the right time. I have met many spirits since I came over and have made acquaintances with them. They are all very wonderful spirits in their understanding of the laws of nature and kindred subjects, and I learn a great deal from them. I merely wanted to introduce myself to you and let you know that I am alive. Well, I believe more in the intellect than in religious matters, and I don't seek the other spirits that you mention. I have no special interest in them. I will not write more tonight. James G. Blaine. September 16, 1915. I am here, Shem. I am the father of one of the tribes of Israel, and I come to tell you that I am now a Christian and a follower of Jesus, the Savior of men. You may think it strange that I should write to you, but I am interested in the work which the Master is doing for mankind, and which you are to do in taking his messages and transmitting them to humanity. I was a Jew of the earlier dispensation, and I lived before the destruction of Jerusalem and even before the great dispersion and captivity of my people. I died when the race was very young and, the Paget Messages 1915, when it had not formed its concrete ideas of God that afterwards became such a power in the economy of its government. I am now an inhabitant of the celestial heavens and am working with the other celestial spirits to carry forward the great plans of God and of His Son for the salvation of mankind. I know what the new birth means, and how necessary it is for men to become partakers of the divine love and divinity of the Father. So you must see that only after that great gift was bestowed on men were any of us who lived at a time long anterior to the birth of Jesus able to partake of those qualities which gave us immortality. I will now stop and say good night, Shem. I am the spirit of one who when on earth was called Caesar. Well, there was only one real Caesar. All others by that name were merely imitations. I was Julius Caesar and was the emperor of Rome and the conqueror of the Gauls and of the Egyptians. I am now in a condition of darkness, and also suffering, from my deeds on earth, which were very wicked and numerous. I am not an emperor now, but am a spirit who is in the condition of one who has no one to do him reverence. Not the meanest of my former slaves deign to bow the knee or salute me as their superior. And why? Because in the spirit world a man is as his soul development makes him, and mine has been very much retarded by my want of belief and faith, as I now see. I merely want to tell you this that you may know that no position on earth can determine the position of the person when he comes into the spirit world. I mean that the position of the man on earth does not in the slightest degree influence the position of this same man in the spirit world. Many of my slaves are higher in their development and in their spirituality than I am. Well, that may be, but I am in the condition that I say I am. I don't know of any such spirit and doubt if there be any. I see some bright spirits and have asked for Professor Salyards, and find him to be a most beautiful and bright spirit, and I am inclined to listen to what he may say. He says that he was well acquainted with my history on earth, as he had read many books dealing with my life and exploits, and he is glad to meet me and show me the way to a higher and happier condition of existence. I rather like 208, him, and believe that I will go with him and listen to him. Well, I will try. So I will say good night, and good luck. I am your friend now, since you have shown such interest in me, Julius Caesar. I am here, Helen. Well, I came to tell you that you must not write more tonight, as you are not in a very good condition. You may not think so, but it is a fact, and it is best for you to stop. It was Caesar, as I am told. He is not a very bright spirit, but maybe your old professor may help him. Well, they are not quite ready yet to resume their writing, as it seems there are some of these ancients who want to write, and have some object in writing to you which conflicts with the plan that these messages of the Master intends to be established and worked out. I must stop now and will say good night. Your own true and loving, Helen. September 17, 1915. I am here, Andrew, the Apostle. I came to tell you that where love is there can be no sin or unhappiness, and fear is not. We, who live in the celestial spheres, know this to be a fact, and with all the force and authority that knowledge gives, we declare this truth to you tonight. The love that casts out all fear is the divine love of the Father. When a spirit obtains that, there exists no such thing as fear, and nothing that could create or permit fear to exist. God wants the souls of men in love and not in fear, and the only way in which such end can be accomplished is for men to see and know him as a God of love only. No man can come to the Father except through this new birth and faith in the Father's love. The performance of duty, good works and mere faith, while they will all help man in the development of his moral character and qualities, yet they will not give him an entrance into the celestial heavens, which are the heavens where Jesus rules and is the Prince, unless the spirit shall obtain this divine love which makes it a part of the Father's very essence of divinity. Many spirits are happy by reason of their having led good, moral lives on earth and because of a high development of their natural love, and realize that God is their Father, and watches over them and gives them many blessings, but this happiness is not that which comes with the possession of the divine love, and besides, the place of habitation of these, the Paget Messages 1915. Spirits is limited and does not permit these spirits to have free access to all the spheres where God's goodness and care are manifested. The spirits who have obtained this divine love have no limitation to the spheres in which they may progress, and are not restricted in their places of habitation or in the spheres in which they may live. And besides, the presence and glory of the Father are so much greater in these celestial spheres than in those where the mere natural love obtains. I must not write more tonight, for you are commencing to tire. So with all my love I will say, I'm your brother in Christ, Andrew. I am here, Saint Luke. I came tonight to tell you of some things which are in the Bible, and which are not true, as they were never written by me, or by anyone at my dictation. I never said that Jesus came to earth as the only begotten of the Father, in the sense that he was born differently from other mortals, for he was not. I mean that his father and mother were Joseph and Mary, and he was their natural son, and that they never supposed that he was begotten in any different way from what the other children were begotten. Of course, he became more truly the Son of God than did any other mortal who was ever born, but that was because he became filled with the divine love of the Father to a greater extent than any other human being. He became so close to the Father that in his soul development he was able to commune with the Father in such a way as to realize exactly what the Father said to him, and his love made him one with the Father as he said. Now he is closer to the Father than he ever was on earth, and his love is very much greater than when on earth, greater than any other spirit, and, as a consequence, He knows more about the Father's attributes and about his will and plans for men's redemption than does any other spirit. And when he comes to you and tells you that you must receive his messages to be transmitted to mankind, he imposes upon you a mission which is greater than he ever imposed on any other man, not even excepting the apostles. He now knows more of the truths of his Father than he did when on earth, and he realizes that the truths which are so necessary to man's salvation and their future happiness have never been revealed to mortals in their fullest extent. When he was on earth, he declared many important truths which have not been preserved, and, hence, 209, he is anxious that these truths and others shall be given to mankind. Many things which men, who are professed Christians, believe are not truths, and stand in the way of their progress in spiritual things and in the soul's development. I would like to tell you of more of these things which men should not believe, but I have not the time tonight, as others want to write. But this you must know and forever proclaim, that God is love, and that they who want to get immortality, must believe in the new birth, and seek to obtain it. Without this, no spirit can enter the celestial spheres and partake of the divine nature of the Father. There are many other truths that must be learned and believed in, but none are as important as those which I have just written. I am writing this not as a matter of mere belief but as a matter of knowledge. There can be no doubt arise in my mind as to the reality of these things, and none must arise in yours. I will come again when you are in a better condition to take a long message and write you. With all my love, I am your brother in Christ, Saint Luke. September 19, 1915. I am here, Jesus. I heard the discussion between you and the other man about my blood saving from sin, and I felt that you were not benefited by what was said, because his faith is based on ignorance of the true plan of salvation and my mission on earth. But he is so firmly fixed in his belief that no argument that you might make would convince him that anything but my death and atonement could save from sin. So I do not think it would do any good to attempt to argue with any of these people in reference to the matter of my blood being the one thing that saves from sin and error. These people have this faith so firmly fixed that they see only my blood as a means of salvation. They have received the divine love to a considerable degree, and the Holy Spirit is with them in their worship and is in their hearts, but it does not come to them by reason of their belief in my atonement, but because they pray to the Father for its coming and making them a new being so far as their soul development is concerned. They do not know that only the flowing of this divine love into their hearts in answer to prayer is what gives them this new birth. They think that my blood has something, or rather that it is the great and only, the Paget Messages 1915, cause of this new birth, and they will continue to think so. I would not let this matter deter you from attending their meetings because, as I have said, their Holy Spirit is present with them. Of course they will learn differently when they come to the spirit world and see that I am not God. Keep steadfast in the faith that you now have, and you will find that your soul development will become so great that you will be able to show by the powers that will be given you that you will be able to do the wonderful things which I and my disciples did while on earth. Yes, I know that is what all the Orthodox believe, but that does not make it a fact, for no devil ever comes and teaches the things that I have written you and which I shall hereafter write. I want you to trust in me to the fullest, and you will see all the wonders that will be worked before you shall come to the spirit world. I will not write more now. So with the assurance that I am with you very often, and that I will guide you in the ways of truth, I will stop. Your brother and friend, Jesus. I am here, Helen. I went to church with you this morning and saw that you were sleepy, and I can't blame you, for the sermon was not very interesting. Of course he preached some truths when he spoke of trusting God to sustain you in your attempts to do his will and uphold the right. The three Hebrew children who passed through the fiery furnace merely illustrated the care which God has over his children, and it is just as true today as it was in any past age. Your own true and loving, Helen. Want you to believe firmly in what we may write. So believe and trust. Your brother in Christ, John. I am here, John the Baptist. So you are in condition to believe what we write to you and to rely upon our statements as coming from the fountainhead of truth. I am so glad that this is so, for I want to see you filled with the divine love and with all the power which the love of the Father filling your heart will bring to you. Do not let any doubt arise in your soul as to what you have been selected to do, for I tell you that there is no doubt among us who have heard the Master say that he has selected you to do this work. I will not write more, will pray for you and believe that you will receive all the promises that have been made to you in these writings. Good night. Your brother in Christ, John the Baptist. I am here, Mark. Let your faith increase and your belief in the fact that we write to you grow until no doubt will possibly enter into your mind as to who the writers are. I am here merely to say these few lines and encourage you to put forth every effort to get in condition to receive the message which shall be written to you. Not much longer will your worries stay with you, for you will soon be in condition to start to do those things which your father spoke of, so that you will be relieved of your worries. I will not write more, but will say good night. Your brother in Christ, Mark. I am here, Saint Stephen. I merely want to say that I am here to try to help you in getting in condition to do the work of the Master. Have faith and you will find that all your desires will be realized and you will soon be able to receive these messages without any difficulty. I am with you very much trying to impress you with the necessity of this faith and for a belief in what the Master writes to you. So believe and hope for the consummation of these things. I will not write more, so good night. Your brother in Christ, Stephen. September 20, 1915. I am here, Saint John. The other man said that there is no other salvation than through the blood of Jesus. How in error he is and how he will find the truth on his awakening in the spirit life. Let not your heart be troubled or your faith in the Master be shaken by anything that he or any other man may say. I was at the meeting and what the preacher said was all right, except that one must believe that only the blood of Jesus saves from sin. No, he did not say that in so many words, but that was what he intended that his sermon should convey. Let not the conversation cause you to doubt for a moment what we have written you. We are with you and 210, the Paget Messages 1915. I am here, John. I will not write long and I merely wish to say that you must continue to have faith and pray. Soon you will be able to do as the Master has said and you will succeed in getting in the condition to do his work as he desires. I come to you so often because I am so much interested in your work and in helping forward the great efforts that will be made by the Christian spiritualist to give to mankind the truths of the Father. So believe in what we say and you will find that what we promise you will be realized by you and that you will become free from your worries and very happy in your old age. I will not write more, but will say good night. Your brother in Christ, John. I am here, Josephus. I merely want to say that since I wrote you last I have made inquiries as to who it was that taught that my book was interpolated in the paragraph where it speaks of Jesus. These persons are they who do not believe in Jesus as an historical person and try to procure evidence to show that he was not. But I tell you that he was, and that he actually lived in Palestine at the time I wrote about him. I do not think it best for me to write a long letter tonight but will come again sometime. Your brother in Christ, Josephus. I am here, William A. Mellor. You may be surprised in what I say but I have learned much since I have been in spirit life. I am in the fifth sphere. Yes, I have seen him but he has not progressed very much. He is in the fourth sphere where he is studying the laws of the spirit world. Yes, I have seen him and talked to him. He is progressing very rapidly. He tells me that you were the cause of his receiving the light and that you are a wonderful medium and are engaged in taking the messages of Jesus. I was surprised when I heard it and investigated myself and found it to be so, for I have seen the Master writing to you and I also heard many things that he said. Well, you certainly are favored and will find that the frequent interviews with the Master will do you much good. I sometimes see him and talk to him and I want to say that he is wonderful beyond all conception, either of spirit or mortal. 211. I am glad that I could write tonight and hope that I may find the opportunity to write again. I am engaged in studying the laws that pertain more to the soul than to what is called nature. I also try to help the spirits who are in darkness and suffering and sometimes try to help mortals. Well, I must confess that my belief in the Trinity was all wrong. I know now that there is only one God and that the Father and that Jesus is a spirit like the others of us, only more refined and filled with the Father's love, more than any spirit in our heavens. Sometime I will come and give you my opinion more fully and in detail if agreeable. Well, I must stop now. Your friend and one-time brother in the practice of the law, William A. Malloy. I am here, Helen. Well, sweetheart, you have written enough for tonight and must stop. I want to tell you that the spirits who profess to write actually did so. Mr. Malloy was very much pleased that he could write to you and was a very bright spirit and seemed to be very much interested in the phenomenon of your being able to take his messages. I know that he was anxious to write because when he came he told me that he was an old acquaintance of yours and a brother lawyer and asked that we permit him to write, which we did. Well, he is a quite comely spirit. He is of the ordinary size and seems to be one who has his full development in so far as the spirit body is concerned. I must not write more. Well, they are anxious to write, but somehow when these higher spirits come they stand back and let the former write. But they will now, anxious to write again, and you will enjoy their writings, I know. Yes, I know, but they wish to impress on you certain important truths and hence in a little different form. They proclaim the same truths. But they will soon change and when writing go more in detail as to the things that they desire to tell you about. You will be surprised to see how loving and patient he is with you, never a look that indicates that he is tired of being with you or of writing to you, and I know that he loves you very dearly and wants to be with you. So you must not think that because he is with you so often that he is not the real Jesus. For I tell you that any time you receive a message signed by his name he always writes it. So good night, your own true and loving, Helen. The Paget Messages 1915, September 21, 1915. I am here, Lazarus. I merely want to say that I am the real Lazarus of the Bible story and that I am an inhabitant of the Father's kingdom, and in the truth that exists in that kingdom, and in its inhabitants. I declare to you that the spirits who have written you the truths of celestial and spiritual things are actually those whom they represent themselves to be. Jesus, especially, is with you very often and communicates to you truths from his great storehouse of knowledge of the truth. He is so much interested in the work to be done and the revelations to be made that he is with you very often for the purpose of not only revealing these truths, but of preparing you to receive them. And he is enveloping you in his love, and giving to you a development of your soul faculties that will make you qualified to receive these high truths as no other mortal has ever been qualified, for he knows that you are his best qualified instrument now on earth to do his work and the work of the Father. From what I say, you must not suppose that you are the best, or the man having the greatest amount of the divine love in the soul, for that is not true. Nor are you chosen because of any merits of your own or superior mental endowments, but you have those conditions of attunement with him that enables him and the other spirits to use you in performing this work. I am not of such exalted position or soul development as are many of the spirits who write you, yet I know the plans of the Master, and what I say to you is true. I was a Jew and an Orthodox one, until the Master came to me and developed my soul so that I could understand his teachings, and become susceptible to the inflowing of the divine love. I will not write more now, but in closing repeat that you must believe what I have said, and try to do the will of the Father, and the work that you have been selected to do. Well, both Mary and Martha are in the celestial heavens, and you would naturally suppose that Mary has made the greater progress in her soul development, but that is not true, as they both live in the same sphere, and have similar development. As you know, they have been in the spirit world for a very long time, and whatever spiritual superiority Mary may have appeared to have over Martha does not exist, for they both have this love to a degree that has caused all sin and thoughts for the material 212 to have become eradicated long years ago. Your wife says that I must not write more now, and so I will say good night. Your brother in Christ, Lazarus. September 22, 1915. I am here, Robert G. Ingersoll. I come to you again because I desire to thank you and tell you of the great good you have done me in introducing me to the beautiful spirits who form your band. Of course, I knew Riddle, but I must confess that he was so beautiful and bright that I hardly knew him, and also I wondered at his appearance because it was very different from mine and that of a number of other spirits who are here with me and who are friends of mine. As I said before, Riddle was on earth a man who thought somewhat as I did, and I had never heard of his becoming a convert to Christianity, and consequently when I met him here I was impressed at his appearance, for it was the same as the appearance of a great number of spirits whom I have met here and who claim to be Christians. And when Riddle told me the cause of his appearance I was more surprised than before, because I did not think that he would let himself become convinced that there was any truth in the Christian doctrines.